Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Well, bless God. This is Roderick Owensby. I'm so glad that you've joined me. I want you to know that we're going to have a special guest, a great friend of mine out of Kokomo, Indiana, Angela Small, a prophetess, a psalmist, a great singer. She has a great testimony for you. Tell your friends to tune in to Blog Talk Radio. I'll be talking with Angela Small, 818-431-8553. I'll be right back in just a moment.
How many of you know that God's got something better in store for you? Come on, boy.
God has so
many great things
in store for
you. Can't you see
many great
Huh? Huh?
Hold on, you gotta hold on. Hold on, you gotta hold on. Hold on, yeah. Find God will,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Take a little time to learn just what it means and to care for somebody. To give of yourself, forgetting the past, it's not too much to ask. No, no, he'll give you the love, a love that will last. Like a ship is left without a sail, you see. Falling apart. There's one thing you gotta do.
Hold on, don't let go.
Hold on, yeah.
Don't you give up, no.
Don't give up.
Hold on, don't let go.
Hold on, yeah, yeah.
You've got to hold on. Hold on, don't let go.
Hold on, yeah.
Don't you give up, no.
Ponder in your heart if you're able to last. Yes, you can.
Over and over again, you shed another tear. You wish that you had wings to fly away, to fly away and be at rest.
Hold on, don't let go.
Hold on.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well.
Yes.
Now, do you still guess?
No.
There you go. You will get glory. Hold up. Glory. Kurekeba kashita. Kureba. Double miracle in Jesus' name. And you will call back and you will state what happened, and I'll be able to let the nation hear you. You used to be, I guess, to I know. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that you hear us when we pray. As I hold my queen's hand, as we hold each other's hand, and we decree, if two of you would agree, according to Matthew 18, a threefold cord cannot easily be broken. We thank you for the miracle. Amen. And let me talk to you. I decree and prophesy to you as king. And where the king's word is, there's power. I decree with the seal of the authority of God given to me as a king in the earth. Not the king, but a king. I decree your petition granted. Now, ooh, glory. Let me tell you what I see. Ooh, she got her miracle, baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
I felt the anointing of God. I love it.
So we worship you, Almighty God. You made it all for
us.
The one source of our strength, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Almighty.
God told me something. I said, God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I was 17 years old. He said, I'm going to use you to restore marriages. Several divorces later, I asked God, are you serious? Tell you something about a man, ladies. Don't no man want to hear you speak in tongues when you done pissed him off?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, I know you've been hurt. I know you've been through bad relationships. But let me tell you something, ladies. You are the key to the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. It's when the woman wakes up and say, yes, I've been through this, I've been through that, but some of my cookies were in the jar too. I heard a woman say one time, you just don't understand women. We have to bear the child. We have to carry the baby for 9 months. We have to do this and that and breastfeed. I said, well, what do you want? A trophy? I'm not going to carry that baby. The devil is a liar.
I'll praise him for his coming back. But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith in me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith in me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it.
My good friend, Angela Small, out of Kokomo, Indiana. This young lady, God uses mightily. She's a singer, she's a psalmist, and she has a testimony that will bless you. I'm challenging every one of you that are listening. You can feel free to call in, but I want you to know that you're going to hear a powerful testimony, the word of the Lord from this young lady. 818-431-8553, 818-431-8553, 8553. God bless you. Angela Small, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
God bless you. How are you doing, lady?
I'm fine. How are you, Roderick?
I'm doing so wonderful. I'm glad to have you with us on the Roderick Owensby Show. Listen, we've been friends over 30 years. We've seen God move. We've seen how God is blessed. And so I just thought it would be good to bring you on to have you share with the people of God. Go ahead and tell me what the Lord is saying in this hour and tell the people about yourself and whatever drops in your spirit, you go ahead and share it with us.
Yes, well, first I want to say that it's been a blessing to know you all these years and the missus. And
oh yes,
I'm thanking the Lord for everything that He's doing. Which those that were listening before that I was in the hospital in August 5th through the 12th, and my doctor would tell you he did not expect me to live, but Elohim has blessed me with a doctor that not only treats the body, he treats the entire person. And so he's not one of those who will tell you that you're going to live or what he can do. He leaves it in the hand of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. And every time I go see him, he reminds me of how he did not expect me to live. I mean, the enemy tried to take me out. But the Lord has other plans. There are too many things for me to do. And heart issues. But I believe the heart issues run deeper than the physical side. It is more of a spiritual side. And I believe that the Lord uses those things to not only affect you and touch your life, but to let other people see his glory in your life. And the one thing that I had said before is that I had confessed to him that I did not know how to let him be Lord and Savior of my life. And through this, he is teaching me. See, a lot of times we have to go through things in order to get those questions answered that we be asking the Lord about. And a lot of times we don't do what the word says. He said, don't be just hearers, but be doers also. But he says to count it all joy, because trials and tribulations come to make you strong. I started thanking him for the condition that I was in. And if I don't have money in my pocket, if I don't have money in the bank, if I don't own a home, it doesn't matter what I don't have. I just start to thank him right where I am. Lord, thank you that I have this condition in order to bring me into the place that he wants me to be in. These last few nights have been really wonderful in how he's been showing himself. And it looks like he speaks to me a lot of times through nature. And it's like I wake up about the same time in the wee hours of the morning, and the moon is shining right down in here and into where I'm sleeping. And I come outside and I look around and I see the wonders of his hands and the things that he's doing. I'm starting to see my Lord and my Savior, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, on how he is just so wonderful, and that I am wonderfully made. It would be easy to just break down and give in to the situation, but he reminds me of Ezekiel 16. He says that, you know, when he passed by and he saw me, and my cord was not yet cut, and I hadn't been washed in salt water, and how he washed me and cleaned me up, and then just watching me grow and the things that he puts on you. And then those things that, like my body, I took it and I gave it to something else. You know, I have smoked. I don't smoke anymore. I have drank. I don't drink anymore. And just the things that we do to our bodies, that are our temples, the things that he has given us, but that do not belong to us in the first place. I've been thanking him on how I've been able to give things up to him, just letting him have it, just have it all. And then how he's bringing me away from gossip, you know, that we don't need to be in the midst of that. He is not about confusion. And a lot of times confusion can bring a whole lot of other stuff. I'm just thankful on how he's given me a new perspective on life. It's not, at one point in my life, I would have been fearful, afraid of death, but realizing, truly realizing because of the Holy Spirit that he has given us authority. And the Bible just doesn't say over a few things. He said he's given us all, we've gotten all authority. And with the power of the Holy Spirit in my life, I'm able to conquer anything because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I thank the Lord for how he is just teaching me to allow him to be Lord in my life. And he's also teaching me that in a new level of promotion, I'm not a milk drinker, but I'm a milk drinker on this level because right now I'm crawling in it and letting him teach me to be Lord and Savior of my life. I'm a babe on this level, but soon I'll take flight. And I'm learning that his word is health to my flesh and marrow to my bones. I'm learning, like I said, to count it all joy. I know it might sound like a strange thing to say, you know, thank you, Elohim, that I have cardiomyopathy. But I am just thankful for the things that I get to experience. A lot of people don't want to go through anything in order to get something. They want it all to be just given and free. And I just want to thank the Lord for what he's doing. I learned anything that the world is doing, we should be doing the opposite of what they're doing. I thank him that he has said that I shall live in a house that I did not build, and I'll eat from a vineyard that I did not plant, just continuously seeking his face. Everything that we need is in his face. And may the Lord bless us and keep us and to let his face shine upon us, continue to seek his face. And I believe that your next level of promotion, if you just allow him to work the thing that he has to work in your life and complete it, that you're going to get to where you need to be. We need to go from glory to glory to glory. We are to reign in this realm, and we should be reigning over the things that he's given us authority over, the power of his hands. Allow the Lord to work in you. You still there?
I am still here. And I am blessed by your words. And I want you to continue because I was quiet because I was getting, as you were talking, people are, I'm able to talk to people on Facebook. And
uh-huh.
There are several people, there's some in Kokomo that may be joining us. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, there are many people who have heart issues, both natural and spiritual. Angela came out of the grave, if you will, because
yes.
of her faith. Angela, you tell the people that are listening, what was it that gave you the strength and the assurance that God would bring you out?
I just knew. I just know that it was the Holy Spirit that had me. It wasn't even a second thought. It was, surely it was the Spirit of the Lord. It was just Elohim himself and him talking to you and assuring you that everything is going to be okay. There just was no fear. That's how I knew that it was him. I just knew.
You know, so many people, when the enemy comes in, they give up.
Yes.
And you know, the flesh is weak and the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And that's not an excuse. That's a fact.
Mm.
The natural man
yes.
cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, right? Yes. For they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them why they are spiritually discerned. I believe that in you, and I've known you for years, you've always had a love and a sensitivity to the word of the Lord. I believe mm-hmm. that's why it's so important. The scripture says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you
yes.
can ask what you will. And see, we talk like this all the time. And,
yes.
you know, it will be done. But see, the key
yes.
is the word abiding in you. We ain't talking about a religious word. We ain't talking about,
no.
you know, some man-made word. We talk about the same
mm-hmm.
word that caused all of this stuff that you see and don't see to exist.
Yes, yes.
So am I right by saying, let me ask you this, because people are listening and some are experiencing the same thing, but because of your
mm-hmm.
testimony, they will overcome. I believe
mm-hmm.
that word that made the sun, the moon, the stars is in
yes.
us. And yes. and we have to go from believing to knowing, right?
Yes. Yes.
Talk
absolutely.
About that.
Absolutely. You don't get there on your own. You definitely have to confess it. If there is an area where you're just not believing him, you have to confess it. I mean, everything. If there's somebody that you're hating, confess it. If you're thinking about cheating on your mate, confess it. If you've already cheated on your mate, confess it. And I was talking with someone the other day, and on how we talk, you and I, that
mm-hmm.
he didn't come for those that think they are religious. I mean, there you can think you're religious all day long. He said, I didn't come for those that don't need a physician. I came for those that need. And so when you saw him, and when you see him in the word, he is amongst those that people would consider prostitutes or alcoholics or drug addicts, those type of people, where other people think that those people are not good enough to be used. No, you go ahead and you establish a relationship with him. He came for you. He didn't come for you. Don't let no one tell you that he does not love you. And that the condition of where you may live, you just trust him, give it all to him, and just continuously confess and let him work on you. There is nothing you can do. There's not enough good you can do, and it doesn't matter what people say about you. The creator of the universe loved you. Don't worry about it. Just confess it and establish that relationship. Pray, which is just conversation, and just give it all up. Surrender everything. I mean, you have to just surrender. You have to become humble. We are talking about being in the presence of a king, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I mean, this is the creator of who we are and who we're going to be. Just give it all up. Tell him how you feel. If you don't know how to let him be Lord and Savior, tell him. You know, and don't worry about material things and all that stuff. I've been there, and you can get lost and caught up in the worry because of something you don't have for your children and all those things, and that stuff will come in between you and the Lord, and you'll find yourself on a different path, praying your way out of that thing also, hoping to be delivered from something else that we've allowed ourselves to be caught up in. You don't want to go that way. And a lot of times we don't want to share those things that we're going through, because for a while I hid from people. I was hiding. And I didn't want people asking me questions, you know, and people will assume things about you. People will assume that if you lost a lot of weight, maybe she has AIDS or things like that. People don't know what you're going through, but you just stay in under his wing, in his shadow, and he will protect you. And he will bring you through. He's not finished with me yet. I can't wait to come back on here to tell you what else he's doing. You know, the enemy would try to put up roadblocks, but you continuously pray, thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is always good. And tell him how wonderful he is, because he is wonderful. I have this love in my heart for him because he loves me. He gave it to me. He chose me. And I thank you, Yah, for choosing me. I thank you for all the things that you're doing and the things that you want to do. I just want him to be free to move in my life. That's what I want. I want to become what it is he wants me to become. You have to make up your mind that you want to be what it is Yah wants you to be, not what other people say, not what they want you to become. A lot of times we get so stuck on ourselves, we want people to be like us. We can't hear what they're talking about because all we hear is us. We're so full of ourselves. But you become full of the Spirit, and you will walk in the Spirit. We have to walk in the Spirit at all times. Don't worry about what you see. Don't worry about what people are doing to you in the natural. And just know that God has got you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Angela Small. She will preach if you turn her loose. If you don't, you're going to preach anyway. I feel the anointing of God, and I thank God for my friend. And, of course, we're going to have you back. Why don't we take the first half of tomorrow and have you back? I'm not letting you go yet. You're going to stay with me until we close out. I want to take a little break, and I'll be right back. Stay with me, Angela. You're listening to Roderick Owensby and Angela Small. Stay with me. I'll be right back. This is Rated R, Mr. Rated R. Stay with me.
Hi, my name is Elisha William Owensby. My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. May observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you shall have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad.
God told me something. I said, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I was 17 years old. He said, I'm going to use you to restore marriages. Several divorces later, I asked God, are you serious? Tell you something about a man, ladies. Don't no man want to hear you speak in tongues when you done pissed him off?
Mm-mm.
Ladies, I know you've been hurt. I know you've been through bad relationships. But let me tell you something, ladies. You are the key to the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. It's when the woman wakes up and say, yeah, I've been through this, I've been through that, but some of my cookies were in the jar too.
Come on.
Uh-oh. There
come on.
Yeah. I heard a woman say one time, you just don't understand women. We have to bear the child. We have to carry the baby for 9 months. We have to do this and that and breastfeed. I said, well, what do you want? A trophy? I'm not going to carry that baby. The devil is a liar.
Well, praise God, we are back. I'm with Angela Small, my good friend for over 30 years. Angela.
Yes.
Uh-huh. What a miracle.
Yes.
You, you know, it's so important, as you were talking about the material, it's too much unmaterialized faith in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
God wants, you know, the greatest material that you could possess is when your faith becomes mature to where you can speak and it happens.
Yes. And we really have to be careful what we speak.
Yes, you do. And Angela, this is why, ever since you know me, I believe in being true to who I am. Look what Jesus said. He asked his disciples, he said, who do men say that I am? Of course, you know the story. Some say you're Elias and some other prophet. But Peter broke out, and he said, thou art the Christ, Christos, anointed one. You know, and Jesus looked at him and said, flesh and blood, I did reveal. But the key is, when he said, upon this rock or revelation or principle, I'm going to build my church. So everybody that's in the kingdom of God must understand that there is a principle. Angela, you walked in a principle. You've been walking in it. You see, first comes the natural. Now, I firmly believe it's the supernatural. And see, the scripture that says first natural, then spiritual. You know what I believe spirituality is?
What's that?
It's natural.
Yes.
It's natural. You know, religion will teach you that when it says first natural, then you got to get your car right. You got to get the right car. You got to get the right home. You got to have the right man or woman. Or you got to have this or that, the right status, the right prestige. You know, all of that.
Yes.
No, baby. First natural is talking about the supernatural.
Yes, yes,
and
it
when
is.
You, and that's why people who think they're spiritual, they're most of the time, they're carnal. So we get it twisted up.
Yes,
see, in other words, a miracle is not a miracle to God.
Mm-hmm.
See, what happened to you was, it was just calmly for the upright to praise God. It was because Angela knew that Yah, her God, was right there in the furnace with you. And look, they thought they put three in, your body, your soul, your spirit. But they looked, there was four, the Creator.
Yes.
Well, glory to God. And you came walking out of that grave.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Like Lazarus.
They took the napkin off your mouth.
You know what?
You know,
we have to be resurrected. Got to wake up. Allow him to open our eyes. And we have to stop being so deep to where we can't get deep enough. You know what I'm saying? We just don't allow him to be who he is. You know, it is deep. You know how some people say it ain't that deep? It is deep, but we get deep on a whole nother level, somewhere where he is not even, he's not even there. Just be digging dirt, holes all in the ground, sweating for nothing, finding nothing, you know. But if we allow him to take us deeper into himself, man, there is no stopping you. And I mean not you, but the God in you, but no stopping you. I have no problem with becoming famous. Why? Because my father is famous. I have no problem with being royalty. Why? Because my father is royalty. I am royalty. It doesn't matter what anyone says. You might not see those jewels or whatever hanging off of me in the natural, but you better believe that they are there in the spiritual. I have no problem with bragging on my father. You know, he says that if you be ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of you. I have no problem. I am royalty. Yes, I am. And it's not about being conceited, but my father, He's conceited. I think he is. He wants to hear about himself. And I don't mean that in a bad way. But he wants to hear about himself. Tell him how wonderful he is. Yeah, you are wonderful. And I love you. We always treat him like a third party, like he's not there. Do you say good morning, Holy Spirit? Do you say good morning, Father? Do you receive him in the morning? Do you ask him to fill you with his spirit every morning? Do you ask him to clean you of your iniquities every morning? And every time a thought comes to you about something you've done or a thought that you've had, do you ask him to clean you up right then? Forgive me, but, you know, this is how I feel. Got to keep it honest. Talking about keeping it real with the world. No, we got to keep it real with the one who knows your mind and knows your heart. And I don't. A lot of people will say this. You know they say this, Roderick. It's, he knows. Yes, he knows. But why would he say, come and let us reason together? He wants to have a conversation with you. You got to tell him what's going on. And he does not like hidden plans. So if you have plans to do something, you need to sit down and discuss it with him, because he may not want you to go that way. Or he might say, okay, yes, I'll let you do this part, but this part over here, this is what I want to happen. We got to involve him in everything. He wants to be involved in your life. That's why you're here. I love him. And I'm not, this is the way that things come out of me. And the more that the Lord will allow me to speak, because please believe me, I'm one of those Roderick them know. It's been a while, but the Lord has said for me to teach, and it's that time. And I thank him for the opportunity to be able to speak to all of you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Oh, I thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Angela,
yes.
I want you to allow God, just for a couple of minutes, we're going to take another break. I think I have another caller. I want to say to all the callers, 818-431-8553, if there's something on your heart, we don't have that long. We're on every night at 9 p.m. Eastern time. 9 p.m. Eastern time. Tomorrow night we'll be back. If anyone has a great testimony that you want to share, give me a call. I'm going to give you my cell number because, see, I'm not scared. I love people. I talk to people, my queen and I, from across this nation. Call me at 317-847-4126 and say I would like to be on the Roderick Owensby Show. I'm looking forward to the Lord put some celebrities. Of course, all of us are celebrities, but there are some people that's going to be on this show, and I believe the anointing of God is on us, his people. We are in the finest hour. So if you would like to call in, 818-431, in the last few minutes, 818-431-8553, press 1. And when you press 1, listen to the operator, I'll know that you want to say some words. Angela, I'll be right back in a moment, okay? Stay with us.
Faith is the sense to sense, to have enough sense to sense him. Shout! Oh, bless this holy day. Look at verse 23. For verily, truly, I say unto you that whosoever, everybody say whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know what doubt is? Insecurity. Galatians says faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise.
Angela, Angela, you are that message was preached at New Wine, Tom Bynum, Juanita Bynum's brother. God is doing great things, and I want you to know about this young lady. God has given her an anointed voice, and I'm going to put her on the spot now. Because you're not singing for me. You're not going to preach and say, come sing me a song. Nobody want to sing you a song. Stop telling folks to sing you a song. We worship the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. And a new song can be old lyrics. God, I feel like preaching, but I'm not. It can be old lyrics, but with a new revelation. Angela has a voice that will touch your heart. I'm telling you. I think I met you at 13 years of age.
Yes, yes.
And y'all, she's still the 13. Hallelujah.
Praise him. Thank you.
Angela, bless the people. And y'all, we're not stuck up in the Lord. Just, you know, hey, this is how we flow.
Yes.
Angela, bless the people with whatever's in your spirit.
Okay. before I start, I want to be obedient and say that it shall come to pass, whatever it is that God has been telling you, that it will come to pass. And when you speak his words, believe that it shall come to pass. He's been dealing with me about that.
After the anointing. Yes.
Yes. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. All I want is to be like him, so weak and lowly, praise him, humble, and the Lord is holy. And all I want is to be And that's for anyone that wants to be like the Lord. Allow him to be who he is in your life. Just let him be God. Just let him be God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
My God. Father, we thank you.
Yes.
We thank you for Angela.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the vessel, the anointing
thank
in
you,
her
Lord.
Life.
Thank you, Lord.
That came from her
Hallelujah.
Heart. It didn't come from
yes.
her head. It came directly from
yes.
the throne room. It
yes.
came from
thank
where
you, Lord.
We do on a daily
yes.
basis.
Hallelujah.
Several times a day,
thank
she
you.
Has a special
yes.
place. And
yes.
I pray that millions that are listening, open your
yes.
heart right now and receive Yah, Yahushua.
Yes.
Receive the mighty
yes.
Yah, the God of Abraham,
yes.
Isaac, and
yes.
Jacob.
Yes.
Receive him
yes.
in your life and just
Hallelujah.
Simply do it.
Yes.
Just say, Lord, I confess,
yes.
I believe that you came and you died and you rose
yes.
again. I
oh,
confess
yes.
you. I believe right now that you are the atonement.
Hallelujah.
The ultimate
yes.
sacrifice for my sin. I'm no longer guilty because you took the
Hallelujah.
Guilt, the curse, and you
thank
purchased
you.
Me back because I was a slave.
Yes.
Say it. I was a slave
yes.
to myself.
Woo.
Not only Satan, but to me. And Lord, I receive you
yes.
right now. Ask
yes.
him for the Holy Spirit. That's your gift. That's
yes.
your gift. You
yes.
don't have to shout. You don't have to run down the aisle, spit, and slob on folks. Just
yes.
open your heart and say, I receive the Holy
yes.
Spirit.
Oh, yes.
And right
Hallelujah.
Now, you are saved. I want you to know, as Angela was ministering, feel free to call anytime, 317-847-4126. This is Roderick Owensby, and we will be here tomorrow night. We got just a few minutes. But I want you to know, you received Jesus, I want to know about it. And also, we have the School of Prophets, Osteen Owensby School of Prophets. The late Prophet Osteen Owensby is my dad. And we have many young men and young ladies are entering the school. And they're learning proper prophecy. You know, they're not prophesying for money. They're not prophesying husbands and wives and cars and Cadillacs and Mercedes and Bentleys. They're dealing with people in the spirit realm. So I need you that have a gift and you feel like you have an unction of prophecy, you're welcome to come to the School of the Prophets. And there's an order to prophecy. And you need a seer in order to understand prophecy. A whole lot of this stuff that you see on television, I don't speak names and I'm putting down no one. I don't need that. To be great. Great is he that is in me. But what I will say this, every voice is not the voice of the Lord. I can give you a clue to know if someone's a true prophet. They don't want anything from you, but what God has given all of us is faith. Challenge what I say. Every prophet in the Bible challenged the faith. It wasn't an offering. It wasn't an auction. It was challenging the faith. Okay? So join the School of Prophets, Prophet O.C. Owensby School of Prophets, 317-847-4126. I am talking to my good friend, Angela Small. Angela, I hear that song. I'm going to put this out because the people need to hear a true psalmist. And
thank you.
Will you join me again tomorrow, Angela, the first half?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Cool.
Yes, I will. I'd be happy to. I always
Praise
enjoy.
God.
Yes, yes, yes. Break
what else
break.
Is in your heart? What else is in your heart before we get on?
He is greater than your problems. I just want them to know sometimes we can get down and just forget that he is greater than your problems. And it's time for you to just stop being a prisoner to this natural realm and just let him be God. Just give it all to him and let it go and trust him that he shall bring it to pass in your life.
Wow. Stay with me. Angela, I got this song for you because I know you love this artist. Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Peace Be Still. I'll be back in a moment.
Thank you. talking about me. Yeah. In your home, on your job, late in the midnight hour. Hallelujah. I guarantee.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can have that peace right now. And Jesus said, peace I leave with you. And, you know, people say, somebody stole my peace. Jesus said, I left it with you. Angela?
Yes.
He gave us peace, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Can't nobody steal your peace. You know how people say, somebody stole my peace?
If you let them steal it. Yeah, I was just thinking about you. That is so funny. When we were talking about peace, and you said, you know what peace is? When things get disturbed,
come on,
and things just get to acting up, that's peace that is just disturbed. Don't disturb my peace. I can't remember exactly how you worded it, but I was just thinking about that. Do you remember that conversation?
I do, and I love how you do not forget. I said the exact words, disturb your peace. Don't disturb my peace. Leave my peace alone. You know,
yeah.
I talked to a young lady the other day, and she was having issues. She went through a divorce, and she was just couldn't get over the situation. Actually, it was my cousin, and the Lord opened the door. And I said to her, you know, get that man off your tongue.
Yes.
A lot of people have stuff on their tongue, and then they wonder, why am I going through this? How come I can't break it? Well, it's on your tongue.
Yes, yes.
And if it's on your tongue, it's in you, because death and life, Proverbs 18, are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it. Love what?
Yes.
Death
and
life. Come on.
Yes.
You know it.
Oh, yes.
They're eating.
Yes, yes.
Somebody asked me the other day, what did Eve eat? I said, she ate a lot.
Yes.
She ate a lot.
He take a little bit of the truth and he'll mix it in, though. That's how he gets you.
Yes.
You know. Did he surely say? He knows that he surely said. He likes to set you up. Yes. But, because the Lord spoke a word through you about peace, I learned that when the storms come, it is peace that has been disturbed. And when peace is disturbed, oh, my goodness, it is hell on wheels.
It's a tsunami.
Yes. What you say? Peace be still. Isn't that what he said? Yeah. Peace, be still. That really blessed me. That really blessed for all that have ears. Hear what the Spirit is saying, because that was a powerful word. Yes.
You know, Angela, when you think about the example of Jesus, I was in a conference, and the Lord told me, he said, speak on Jesus being asleep at the bottom of the boat. And I'm so glad.
Yes.
I started ministering at 14 years old, and I never wanted to be like any preacher, not even Paul, because Paul didn't call me. And God gave me my own way of ministering, just like you have. And one thing I never wanted to do is imitate anybody. But as I was ministering, I said that the subject was, wake up, Jesus. And what I was telling them, it was Jesus represented the peace. When they woke Jesus up, because, you know, God never sleeps.
Yes, absolutely.
And then our subtopic, I said, listen, look at your neighbor and said, wake up, peace.
Yes.
And a lot of people, they have peace, but their peace has been so disturbed until they blame the devil. And not the devil. Jesus said, I leave you peace, not as the world give it. Don't compare your peace with the world, because they go by the stocks and the stock market and all that mess. Your peace, our peace, is deeper than that. And I believe that sickness is caused by peace disturbed.
Yes, sir.
God made your heart, Angela, and made my heart. He made it peace. He spoke peace to your organs. Listen, our listening audience. Touch your body right now. I dare you, as an act of faith, touch your body wherever you are having issues with. And Angela and I, we're going to join our faith together.
Yes.
And we're going to decree peace to your pancreas.
Yes.
We're going to decree peace to your arteries, your heart, your mind, every part of your anatomy. We decree peace.
Yes. In the name of Yahushua.
In the name of Yahushua, Jesus Christ, peace be unto you. And you know why the scripture said, you know, people said, peace be unto you, peace be multiplied. You can't say that if you're raised in hell.
No.
You know, in the Old Testament, Angela, when you walk upon a person or walk in their home, and I still practice this, my queen and I,
there
we speak peace.
Yes.
Peace to that household. Well, you don't walk in saying, fussing and arguing and stuff, you're going to disturb the peace. It's about keeping peace peaceful. Did you hear that word?
Yes.
Keep your peace peaceful.
I was just thinking that right there, when you walk, you know, peace be unto where it is, because if there's no peace there, it will return unto you. But that is part of our inheritance. It's a part of who we are. Blessed are the peacemakers. But we got to stop letting, actually, ourselves, we rob ourselves of our own inheritance, not other people that rob us. But if you're allowing people to take your peace or the world or whatever, we got to stop letting them take our inheritance. That's ours. And speak a word. Speak the word only. It will not return unto him void.
Amen.
Peace.
It's
all still.
The world didn't give it to me. Remember we
gave
this peace that I have. Oh, the world didn't give it to me.
Yes.
The world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. And then while they're eating chicken, they're fighting. Lord Jesus.
You are such a blessing.
Child, you're going to make me lay my... My sister said, child, you're going to make me lay my Holy Ghost down. I said, you need to write a book. I didn't know you could lay the Holy Ghost down. He said, She said, oh,
but
I'm sorry.
A lot of people do. They think they can do that, know, Roderick. They can pick it up whenever they get ready. Put it down, pick it up, put it down, put it, you know. He gets tired, too. Let us not grieve the spirit. But he has a sense of humor. He sure has a sense of humor.
Yes, he does. God cracked. The lady said to me, I laid my religion down. I said, where'd you leave it? Walmart? You keep on laying it down, you forget where you laid it. Then you got to drive out of town to go get your peace. Here's my brothers. Here's my brothers, the Owensby brothers. We wrote this song dedicated to our father. It's called Hold On. I'll be right back, Angela.
All right.
Hold on. You got to hold. Hold on, you gotta hold on, hold on, yeah. My God will,
yeah.
Take a little time to learn just what it means, and to care for somebody, to give of yourself. Forgetting the past, it's not too much to ask. No, no, He'll give you the love, a love that will last. Like a ship is left without a sail, you see your world has fallen apart. There's one thing you gotta do.
Hold on, don't let go.
Hold on, yeah.
Don't you give up, no.
Don't give up.
Hold on, don't let go.
Hold on, yeah, yeah.
You've got to hold on. Hold on, don't let go.
Hold on, yeah.
Don't you give up, no.
Don't give up.
Hold
no.
on, don't let go.
If you're able to last, thus you curse.
Over and over again, you shed another tear. You wish that you had wings to fly away, to fly away and be at rest.
Hold on, don't let go.
Hold on, yeah.
Don't you give up, no.
Don't give up.
Hold on, don't let go.
Hold on, yeah, yeah.
You've got to
there you have it, my brothers and I, Hold On. Wonderful song. Angela, what's on your mind?
Yes.
What's on your heart? What's on your heart?
I want to say that I got to slow dance again with the Lord last night. We used to do that. And just that's part of my worship. That's what I do.
Yeah.
But in Isaiah 9 and 6, at the very end of that, it says the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. And so that is what's on my heart, just to honor him. Let him be the Prince of Peace in your life. Do a little dance with the Lord. Just lay into him and just let him just be who he is. Because he can't be no one else.
I love your relationship with the Lord, how you sing to God. And as you were saying, he's the Prince of Peace. I've been in Psalms 37 and 23. It says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. You know, you go to a good restaurant and you put in an order, you expect to get what you ordered.
Yes.
If you order a steak, you don't want a chicken.
Right.
Okay. And a lot of people say, my steps are ordered by the Lord. Wait a minute now. God did the ordering.
Mm-hmm.
We pray that we come in an alignment, in agreement, in covenant agreement with God. What did you order in me?
Mm-hmm.
What did you order for my life before birth?
Yes.
And I believe the kingdom of God is unfolding in such a way whenever it looks like chaos in the natural, it's
yes.
glorious in the kingdom. And because of this peace, when you understand that, you don't trip. Yes,
no.
We've given up this, we've given up that. Yes, we did without this or that. But because of the peace, we're in Goshen. Other folks
yes.
are suffering, but
yes.
we're being blessed.
And it is the King who is unfolding himself in you. If we really
That's
think
it.
About who lives in us, we can conquer anything, because it's not us that is conquering it. It is him that is conquering the thing through us. We have
Amen.
To become what it is he wants us to become. Let us reign in this realm. Let us reign the way we're supposed to. Let the King reign. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Not my will, but your will.
Because it's his kingdom, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you know,
and
you can't have too many chiefs. There's only one chief in this.
Jesus. It's his kingdom and it's his harvest.
Yes, it is.
And
yes,
his resurrected, when he rose from the dead, our lives are not our own.
No.
Imagine this. Don't worry about the breath you breathe, because it's not your breath. I told a sister
That's
the other
right.
day, she said, you know, God put a lot in me. I said, just remember, it's him.
Yes. yes.
I said, because
yes.
it's not your breath, it's him breathing. So if you feel, my breath feel like it's going out. Well, just say, hey, this is not my breath. Stop trying to breathe. Let him breathe through
yes.
you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, I got a
yes.
headache, but it's not your head.
Yes.
Somebody it's not my head. Does Jesus' head hurt?
yeah. You know, and it's funny because I have gone through a period, like when you get rejected, you know, but
yeah.
He has blessed me to be able to say, you know, those are your eyes. Those are beautiful eyes, and that is your nose. What a beautiful nose. I just
awesome.
Love what he has done with me. And what he is doing and allowing me to see himself in other people, that's the joy, to be able to see him. You want to see him. Just look in the face of someone that's sitting next to you, and there he is. And stop trying
wow.
to change people into who you want them to be. Allow him to work on them also.
That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. See, when people are insecure, that's what they do. They control others.
Yes.
But when
yes.
you are secure, you're just being yourself. You're just speaking what God
oh, yes.
says. And
yes.
and that's what's happening to you, Angela. That is It wasn't you being rejected. It was what God put in you. Although me and you talked about rejection and we experienced it in the flesh, but, you know, in the spirit realm, we understand that the people that reject us, number one, don't understand us.
Yes.
And because we refuse to become what they want us to become, it brings that rejection. Because rejection says, when somebody rejects you, let me tell you what Yahweh taught me. When someone rejects you, you know what they're saying to you?
What is that?
You won't let me control you. Let me control you.
Yes.
And then I'll receive you. That's what people are saying.
Yes.
If you let me control you, you know, tell you what time to breathe, tell you when to talk, tell you what to
you
eat.
You know. You know, a lot of times people don't like themselves. That's why they always got to find something wrong with you. And then they're trying to turn you into something that they do not like. So you don't like yourself.
That's good.
And you're trying to turn me into you. You know,
you know why people do that?
Why?
Because they want you to become them so they can see if they will receive themselves in you.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
That's sad, but
or truly, truly do love who I am. There may be something about me that you truly do like, and you want to be me.
That's it.
Not me, but the God in me.
It's the God in you.
I say thank him for that rejection. Somebody rejecting you, thank him. To go into your closet and pray about it, because know that there is a promotion behind that rejection. There is something back there. You are chosen. That's what I learned. A lot of times rejected people are chosen people. Even when he came unto his own and they rejected him. They didn't know him. And you know what? A lot of that I learned from you.
And I'm learning from
the God in you.
And I'm learning from the God in you. You know what rejection is? The way I look at rejection, I take the R off of it. Rejection is an ejection from one realm to another. So we need our folks to reject us, because Joseph couldn't have got his promotion without his rejection.
Yes.
You out of that thing. See, God has to make us uncomfortable around mediocrity. Because we pray, Lord, I want to walk in excellence. Lord, I want to walk in excellence. Then God says, okay, then I got to make you uncomfortable where you are.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I said, that's what he does me. He makes me unwilling. So now when I feel myself being uncomfortable, I start looking around me. Hold up. Where's my enemy?
Yes. You know, you know what he does to me? That's enough preaching in the mirror. I'm a mirror preacher.
I love it. Ooh, that's good, Angie.
I got a mirror ministry, and I know a lot of people out there, you got a mirror ministry, too.
I love it. Oh, that's good. That's a good one. Like my grandma used to say, that's a good one. Be like a man. You felt me, huh? Be like the man. We were going out of town, y'all, listening to the audience, and my grandma was born in 1904, so you understand her mindset. And for her birthday, Mother Smith, my mother's mother, her nickname was called Firecracker. So she didn't like, you know, she hadn't been delivered totally from certain people. But we had someone of another ethnicity, and he's a fine, powerful preacher, you know. His name was Thornsberry. So we all was loading up. Dad had to preach in Detroit, Michigan, and it was fall. Sort of cold, leaves were falling, it was kind of wet. So we're loading up, getting ready to go. So Thornsberry, you know, he's a believer in God. Pray God, Jesus, God going to bless us, and the Lord's going to ride with us. So my grandmother prayed, and she said, y'all be careful. The ones buried turned around, looked at my grandmother, and said, don't worry, Mother Smith. Jesus going to do the driving. Grandma paused and looked at this man and said, well, you can get in the back seat and go to sleep then if Jesus is going to do the driving. So with walking with God, you have to have some human side. You know, mm-hmm. Jesus wept. You know, but you got to know how to use your human side to further your spiritual side. And a lot of people don't have that combination. My dad, powerful prophet of God, he was preaching a revival, y'all. And the power of God's moving, people were being healed, set free, devils cast out, and all that good stuff. Woman came to daddy, and after all that preaching, they said, prophet, do you have a word for me? Now, he done preached, church is overrunning with people standing room only, dead, sweating, and tired. And she going to just pop up, Johnny come lately. Do you have a word for me? Daddy looked at her and said, yes. I see the golden arch. And the woman got excited by speaking in tongues. She thought she said the pearly gates, golden streets of gold. And she said, the golden arch? He said, yes, mother, I want some McDonald's. So dad knew, as anointed as my father is, I don't say was because he's still alive, he knew how to be human in the midst of divinity. Come on, y'all.
Yes.
Even Jesus, after his resurrection, for some of you folks think, when you put on my white robe, I'm going to put on my white robe at the gates of hell. I tried it on at the gates of hell. I don't want to try on nothing at the gates of hell. I'm trying to get away from hell.
Yes.
Glory to God. And my dad said, he said one time, he said, I don't believe that God meant for any Christian to ride in an airplane. Bishop was looking at my dad. He said, listen, I don't believe any blood-bought, toe-stumping, devil-chasing, tongue-talking Christian should get in an airplane. So everybody, you know, folks flew from California. People came there feeling condemned because this great prophet saying he didn't believe God meant for any sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled Christian to ride in an airplane. And he paused for a little bit. The whole church got quiet. Dad said, I have a scripture. People scooped to the edge of their seats and they looked at him. And Dad said, Jesus said, lo, I'll be with you till the end of the earth. That's how my dad was.
Yes.
Dad taught me, I don't care how deep you get, remember, some folk, to win them, you got to give them a little human.
Yes.
Human and humor. You know, it's a funny thing when God made us. Y'all may not believe it, but mankind is so funny. The angel said, what is man?
Yes.
What the what?
Yes.
What was you making? I'm making some people that will worship me with their own will.
Yes.
Not like you angels. Yes. Not like you angels. Y'all only had one shot. Isn't that funny? But God chose us to make us. Knew we was going to mess up.
Yes.
Knew we was going to
break his heart.
Break his heart. I mean, but yet,
yes.
The story of Jose, the hole
yes.
they couldn't see, and bought a woman.
Yes.
And that prophet bought that woman back, didn't he?
Yes.
Gomer.
Yes, oh yes. And that's what I love about the Lord. Yes. He does not let us go. He will chase you. He'll leave you to think about some things, but he will never leave you. We learn separation from the world. We don't learn that stuff in the kingdom. That is not kingdom living.
That's right.
We need to learn to listen to what he says. Watch what he do, and we do like the Father does. And the men need to take care of home. You are the head, and women need to stop being so domineering and allow the man to be the man in the home. I mean, this is the truth. We may have had strong mothers and aunties and grandmothers and all those things. I'm not carrying him his plate. He can fix his own plate and all those things. But when you have someone like our father, he took and put the man and the woman in that garden. They didn't have to do anything. That's the bride. And it was the bride who messed that thing up. When we watch what he does and do as he tells us to do, our families will stay together. We'll be stronger. He'll chase us. He chases us down. He loves us. The enemy don't care nothing about us. That's how we allow other people to get in our head and in our ears, your husband this and your husband that, and their house ain't right.
Wow.
Allow him to show us how our family should be. We supposed to be one, all of us. You got people in the church telling you, divorce him because you can get this and you can get that and it should be like this and it should be like that, letting everybody else run your house but your husband.
Wow.
Too domineering. And, I mean, it's the truth. We cuss them out in front of people. We disrespect them. When you look at your husband, when Sarah, when she said master, she called him Lord, she respected him. We disrespect our husbands, and then we wonder why the bills don't get paid. Or, I mean, who, when you degrade a person like that, just make them feel like they're nothing, why would someone want to stick around? We say we want someone, but then our actions say something else. We need to stop disrespecting each other. That's the man and the woman. We need to get this thing right. We need to show the world how it's supposed to be done. We are a light on a hill. People are watching you. They are looking, trying to see what you're doing. Don't think that you're. He said there is nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. So whatever you're doing in the dark, it shall come to the light. We need to quit disrespecting the men of God. And the men of God, and in the home, that's where things seem such a big secret. Don't think that people don't know what's going on in your house. You think somebody don't hear you yelling and screaming at each other. Somebody's here somewhere. You got children yelling and screaming in front of your kids and stuff. And you know your kids have friends, and they may need someone to talk to because you're so busy yelling and screaming with your mate, you're forgetting about your kids. We don't cook. Letting our friends tell us how to treat our man. And some of them ain't married. That's why they ain't married, because they don't know how to treat. I'm going to tell the truth. I want to be a woman.
That note, you are a woman. On that note, you are blessing the people of God. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be back with Angela, and then I'm going to let you hear a brief story of Jose and Gomar with my queen, Katrina, and I. It's going to bless you. I'll be back with Angela Small. Here's Ricky Dillard. Bless his heart. Bless this.
Thank you. Who's watching your home when you're not there? Protect your home with a security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer. Call.
All right, girl.
Yes, it is.
God has kept us these many years. He's kept us and preserved us.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I think it's time for a worship album.
Oh, yeah.
But see, guess
I'm
what?
Ready.
Our producer, you ready now?
Yes, I am. I am ready.
Our producer is God.
Oh, yes. Oh, I
Praise
was listening to one of your songs today.
Really?
Yes, I was. I got to look at that CD, but you and Katrina are always on my mind. All the time.
Oh. Yes. Same here. Same here.
Yes,
about
I love
you.
Y'all.
We
yeah.
love you too, baby.
Yeah.
You know what?
You know,
I tell folks, Angela, I'm just Roderick.
Oh yeah,
you know,
all the time.
I like Roderick.
Yes, I love Roderick.
I love him too. Go ahead, sweetie. What was you saying?
There's a scripture in there, you know, where when he's talking to Moses and he says, you know how you, if your child is acting up and you tell your mate or whoever, get your son or get your daughter, and then that's what he said. He said, your people. He told Moses, your people.
Yes, he did.
And I know.
Your people.
So I was just thinking about his, even when he is chastising, but there was some humor in that because me and my cousin Angie, actually, it was her that said it to me, and we just cracked up. I love the Lord. I love him so much. I love him.
You know who just came to my mind? You know who just came to my spirit?
Who?
Charlene.
Oh, man. They're doing a powerful thing at the vault. Yep. They're in Kokomo downtown, Bible study every morning, 11:30. A.M. to 2:30 P.M.
I wonder, why don't you see if I can get them all? Because I can get as many that they have on the broadcast together, and let them know they're so welcome to come and just share with the people, just like they would. It'll just be by telephone, and that would be wonderful.
I will absolutely do that because He is using you so greatly and has been for years. And I thank him for what he has allowed you to speak into my life. And I thank you that you're obedient to the Spirit of the Lord. Yes.
You know
are
what, Angela,
truly, huh?
You are such a blessing to my household and to my life. And a lot of folks don't believe that they are spiritual companions. They too carnal to understand what that means. But yet they knew Paul had a companion in the Lord, and it was a man.
Yes, yes.
Is that
yes.
funny? So you've been my companion in the gospel.
and you have always just been there. I loaded up this song, and I want to play it for you.
Okay.
And I know you like Beverly Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
It's called He's Done Enough.
Mm.
Listen to this.
Mm.
The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah.
My God.